Is Wellwall weaving through the Sunride? This from J-Mac, if he can get the run. He's squeezing through and Detonator Jack comes at them. Just Folk, Wellwall, Detonator Jack. Thrilling cup finish. Oh, photo. Just Folk, the inside, might have scrambled home from Detonator Jack.
It would have to be my least favourite TV camera angle to watch the races from there at Hawkesbury. Gavin Bedgwood's the trainer of Just Folk and he joins us on the line after the big victory on Saturday. Morning and congratulations, Gav.
Yeah, thanks very much, Matt.
Where were you watching? Were you watching on the screen when they hit the line?
I was standing in the rain out in the mounting yard by myself, and when they come past the mounting yard, you're still probably 150 out, and he was sort of clear in front, and I sort of thought we were home, and I sort of reverted back to the big screen, and I got a bit of a surprise win. I actually thought we got beaten, so I was pleasantly surprised in the end.
Yeah, I must admit, I had no idea really watching it, because you know what it can be like there at Hawkesbury. He's been a great horse, and especially even since he's joined your stable, it almost feels like he himself has got a new lease on life.
Yeah, he hasn't run poorly since his arrival. He's just been a model of consistency. He's been able to snag two Group 3 races, and, he was placed in a Cranbourne Cup and a Ballarat Cup and fourth in a Crystal Mile Cox Plate Day, second in another stakes race at Flemington. He's been a great banner horse for the stable over the past 6 months.
Yeah, we know how much he loves to get his toe in the ground as well, but he had run so well at Bendigo there on a good track in the Golden Mile, and then the rain arrived just in time on Saturday.
Yeah, I arrived at Hawkesbury and sort of watched the forecast pretty closely all week, and nothing had really arrived. And when I got to the track, I had a good walk of it right around to the 800, and it was probably a soft six on the inside. And once you sort of got to lane three and wider, it was probably verging on a good three. And he's got a habit of laying out in his races in Melbourne, so I was, worried about him obviously laying in, going the other way. And I was pretty gutted when no rain had fallen, but about 40 minutes prior to our race, the heavens opened and probably evened up the track a little bit, so we got lucky.
Yeah, he's been a terrific horse. 40 starts, 8 wins, 7 seconds, 4 thirds. He's won over $1 million in prize money, but as you say, he's got a few little tricks and that he gets up to. So not the easiest horse at times. I guess it helps when you've got a champion hoop like Nash Willer in the saddle to make sure things go as well as they possibly can.
Yeah, I was pretty keen to try and secure Nash's services. I actually spoke to his manager on the way home from Bendigo after he ran so well there, and there was a bit of toing and froing for about 10 days, but we were lucky to secure his services. And unfortunately, if we butter up again on Saturday, he's already had a prior commitment to ride Cover Lee Cup, but Mark Zara jumps back on, so we don't lose anything there. Mark's had one ride on him and was able to win the Eclipse on him in last spring, so I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, how's he come through the weekend? Is Saturday in the Hollandale still firmly on the cards?
Yeah, for sure. He travels up to Queensland tomorrow evening. He's eaten really well since the run, and we'll take a blood on him tomorrow morning, and providing that's all healthy and good to go, he'll...
Just chopping out on us a little bit there, Gav. Might be going through a bad area, but I think we got most of that. He's certainly going to be heading up there, and all plans are to run in the Hollandale this weekend. Have you had a bit of a chance to glimpse at the forecast? Is there a bit of rain on its way to the Goldie? To the Sunshine Coast? We've got lost him. It was definitely a bad area, and it got worse. So out it goes. The green box has turned black on my screen, which means there is no connection to Gavin Bedgwood. But plan is for Just Folk to head up to Queensland and run in the Hollandale Stakes, which has been moved to the Sunshine Coast this weekend.